Hi, my name is Gabe Arnold. I'm the founder and CEO of Business Marketing Engine. And today I'm going to talk to you about why you need to install a marketing gauge in your business. This is a tool that a good friend of mine shared with me recently, and it's something we're applying inside of our company. And it's definitely something that will serve you well. So stay tuned and I'll explain this whole process to you. So recently I was on a call with my friend, a friend of mine, Ed Winslow, and he showed me this incredible visual, this idea that in order to be successful in marketing, we have to make sure our marketing gauge is full. It's full of fuel. And so I essentially took that and actually created a simple success guide tool for our clients, for our team, that shows when you have the right activities in place, your needle, and if you think about it in like a vehicle gauge, if you have gas in there or not, your needle will go from empty to, you know, halfway full to full. And in order to really grow our businesses, we need to make sure we're fueling our marketing. We're fueling the marketing engine that is going to drive our business forward. Without marketing fuel, you're going to struggle. You're not going to have the cash flow you want. You're going to have hit or miss deals. You're going to have some referrals come in, which would be great. But if you're not intentional at really always keeping that gauge all the way full with marketing fuel, then you're going to struggle. And so in order to keep it full, the thing that we need to do is really identify the key activities inside of our business, the marketing that we have done that's been successful, the marketing that we may need to invest in that we haven't done yet. We need to identify a few of the things that fill that gas tank and keep that marketing gauge full. The way that we can identify those key activities is ask ourselves, like, what are the things that connect us with new prospects on a daily basis? One of the things might be you reaching out manually. Like we talked in yesterday's show, you may want to reach out and have a cup of coffee with somebody. That is, you know, that is marketing. That is connecting somebody new. You may be at the point where you really need to run paid branding and advertising, and you're attracting people and building your email list. Again, it's daily new people who are hearing about you, the value that you offer, the products and services that your company delivers. Once you've, you know, established one channel, then you can ask yourself, okay, this is working well. How do I add on to that? Because you never want to be in a position where you're solely dependent on Facebook ads or Google ads or email marketing or direct mail or cold calling or in-person networking. All of those things are great, but if you only have one of those, let's say you do really well with networking at events, and you have a season where you're crazy busy and you have to stay in, you know, in your office at work, you know, delivering your products and services because you have so much production going on. Your networking would fall off, your marketing fuel gauge will start to go down, and then you'll have less opportunities now and in the future. The prospecting that we do, the branding we do, all the work we do to get in front of new prospects on a consistent basis, it takes 30, 60, or 90 days or longer for us to connect with somebody and then have the opportunity to work with them in the future. And so any gaps that we create when we stop marketing or stop using something that, you know, was working before and we either run out of time or we're not able to do it, we're creating a deficit in the future of cash flow. So it's one of the things that's really important is to not only be consistent with the things you are doing, but make sure that you have multiple ways to reach new prospects. That's why if you're a really strong networker and that's how you get a lot of new prospects, it's a good idea to add in email marketing, or it's a good idea to add on, you know, Facebook or Google advertising or radio or direct mail. Having at least one more channel and ideally having three really functional channels is a great way to create stability, because one of them will hit challenges. Doesn't matter what platform or what mode you use in marketing, you're going to run into seasons where things break and don't work, and you cannot afford to have your prospects and your brand dry up and that marketing gauge just go down to empty. Once you've identified what the key activities are, what the key channels are that are going to bring you results, or that you're going to test and learn and invest in until they get your results, the things that you can share are the results and value that you bring to your customers, to those that you serve. So talking about, you know, again, like we talked about yesterday, talking about here's, you know, the state that our customer came to us in, here's the work we did, and here's where they are today. It's the simplest example of a little mini case study. And the examples that other people can go, oh, when I need help with that, I can go to that person. I can go to that business. So by being consistent in how you show up there, you're building this ongoing growing deposit in your audience's mind, in the individuals and as your audience as a whole, of like, these are the things that I can trust them for. And marketing, one of my a friend said one time to me, he said, marketing is just showing your audience the value of what you deliver. So in order to show that value, again, saying, here's where they started, here's the work we did, here's where they ended up, or they use this product and they got this great results. We did this consulting and now they're in this place and they're so much, you know, they're so much stronger in how they operate and deliver. Sharing just transparently, here's how we started, here's where we landed, is a great way to make sure your audience really knows what you're up to and the value that you offer. And the last thing to really keep in mind of how to keep your marketing gauge full and not letting that kind of fuel leak out and it go to empty is that marketing should be measured when we're looking at like, what is the success of our marketing? We need to measure it from the basis of saying, you know, what results am I getting over time? How can I invest over time and keep getting better and better results? So when we're measuring, you know, our marketing and what the success of our marketing is, we really need to have a long-term mindset. We need to be thinking like, how can I take, and I use this analogy all the time, how can we take and build a little snowball as a starting point, but how do we keep adding on value? How do we keep investing over time? So our marketing goes from, we're not really well known, only a few people know about us, but as we add in resources, we keep our marketing, you know, fuel gauge full, we keep adding on channels that perform, and we keep seeing what's working, what's attracting more clients, this marketing snowball ultimately gets bigger and bigger, and it will get some of its own momentum over time as long as we keep feeding it. Anytime that we ignore it, even for a short season, we're creating that deficit in the future, and we definitely don't want that. So remember the marketing gauge. Remember that your marketing is only going to be successful if you're consistently putting fuel in the tank, because there's going to be things that deplete it. And remember to share the results that you deliver, the success that you have, what people can expect when they buy your products or they work with you with your services. And then just remember that your marketing should always be that growing snowball. It should be getting bigger and bigger over time, because that's ultimately what's going to lead to you getting momentum across the board. Anytime we stop that marketing, you know, we create those deficits in the future of cash flow and revenue and new prospects, and we definitely don't want that. So I hope this concept made sense to you. It was really helpful to me when my friend shared it with me. I wanted to share it with you as well. If you need any help with your marketing, if you want to get more leads, if you want to build a marketing or technology platform that's going to help you grow your business, if you just really want to improve email marketing or nurture your existing customers, those are all things that we love helping our clients with. So please reach out at businessmarketingengine.com. I appreciate you taking time to tune in today, and I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's show.